League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today we're dishing on the Super Bowl, from the halftime show to the commercials and the fashions.
And later, Valentine's Day is coming up, so Kendra G is here to dish on her dating app and a whole lot more.
And joining us again, honey, is our good friend, comedian and actress, Vanessa Fraction.
Thank you for that intro, Gary. It was so lovely. My God. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started.
All right, y'all know Super Bowl 59 happened over the weekend, and we're still trying to process everything that happened. The Chiefs' hopes for a three-peat were crushed when the Eagles took the victory with a final score of 40-22. Big numbers. For better or worse, Taylor Swift was there to support her man, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, and she seemed confused by the boos when she was shown on the Jumbotron.
She's so cute receiving it. Yeah. She's like, that for me?
Is that me? Serena Williams tried to lift her spirits, tweeting, I love you, Taylor Swift. Don't listen to those boos.
That's a good friend right there.
But she had a good friend, Ice Spice, with her. She should have told a girl, don't worry about that, child. We're going to shop after the game.
You know, Ice Spice doesn't seem that smart. She might have thought it was Ghost.
Don't do Ice Spice like that.
Plus, like, Taylor Swift just, wrapped up the most profitable tour of all time.
Yeah.
Like, she could buy the Chiefs.
Why were they booing? You think it was just the Eagles fans, or do you think it was everybody's tired of Taylor Swift?
They're tired of Taylor Swift.
Besides the actual game, a lot of us were looking forward to Kendrick Lamar's halftime show, and the man, he bodied it, man.
That's what America wants. Nice and calm. You almost there.
The one surprise was Samuel L. Jackson in an Uncle Sam costume criticizing the performance in real time, kind of like the people. And of course, Kendrick included Not Like Us, his Grammy-winning Drake diss track. And just to be extra petty, my man brought out the extra artillery. Drake's exes, SZA and Serena Williams, who was crip walking and spelling Drake's name with her feet.
Yeah.
You know, just keep
he
it extra confident.
It.
In fact, the Black Girl Nerds podcast might have summed it up best when they said, just a reminder, this is Serena Williams, ex-girlfriend of Drake. She's crip walking to a diss song about her ex on the main stage at the Super Bowl. Diabolical.
Hey.
Yeah, that's wild. That was such a bold move.
Yeah.
My thing is like, if I'm Drake and you brought, first off, I'm pissed off about the song. I've sued you about the song. Yeah. I feel like everything about the song is wrong and they secretly are promoting your song over my song. I feel like the whole thing's a fix. Then you bring out my ex and she dances during the song. Like, you never come back from that.
Yeah, but to be technical, honey, SZA is his ex also, so he had two exes.
Yeah.
Really? I had to be reminded that Serena and Drake dated. I thought that, you know, she's from L.A. Mm-hmm. and she's just cold like that, mm-hmm. you know, just on her own. I thought that's why she was there, so I had to actually be reminded, and now that I have been, that was nice.
If Kendrick had one more ex, it would have been tic-tac-toe. He would have won in front of the whole world.
What'd you feel, Gary?
Somebody broke it down, honey, on social media, because I didn't know all the stuff that he put out there was out there. I didn't, because I'm not into that.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I loved it. I really did. And I'm not a hip-hopper.
He's not a hip-hopper, Vanessa.
I'm not as much as I think I am. As always, there are some big ads during the big game. One of them was for Mountain Dew Baja Blast. The singer Seal is actually a seal. He re-recorded his hit song, Kiss from a Rose, as Kiss from a Lime. Check it out.
Baby, I reckon baby to a kiss from a lime on the bed. My flippers can hold Mountain Dew. It slips right on through water.
Oh, wow. And
that took a turn, didn't it?
Yeah.
Man. It was a little scary, and then it comforted me. Kiss from a Lime really touched your soul. It's an actual single that you can listen to on streaming services now. So.
Really? Yeah. Well, my friends were offended.
Really?
Why? Yeah, because they had him looking like a damn seal. I mean, he already looked like a seal, and his son is a big supermodel now doing things, and they got his dad looking like a seal. That's not cute, honey. I wonder what Heidi Klum thought about that.
I agree. I wanted to turn her on, or was she like, now see, that's why I divorced you.
You see that? You know what I mean?
And another big commercial was for Ram Trucks. In a twist on the classic fairy tale, it featured Glenn Powell in an action adventure as Goldilocks. But instead of three bears, he's trying to choose between three trucks.
I know, Glenn! What about the three bears?
This is my story.
But yeah, the bears were there. And they all lived happily ever after.
Wow.
That's fun.
That was fun. Really fun.
I didn't pay as much attention to that commercial when it was on in real time, but watching it the second time, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and I had to explain to the people I was with who that was. They were like, now who is that? I'm like, that's the man from the Twisters.
Oh, yeah, the Twisters. Yeah.
Yeah, from the Twisters. You know, a lot of these men have been slimming down a little bit, so they're looking
to get that
little
leading man look.
Yeah, they're looking a little touch different on these ads. So, yeah, really? Good Glenn Powell, yeah. You don't know who he is, Gary?
No.
He was in the Top Guns.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like one of the sexiest men out right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was a little offended by that commercial because I thought they copied off of Brad and Judy when Judy presented Brad with her car and they had three to pick from.
I don't think
Brad was fighting a dragon, though.
Yeah. I don't know, but at least she was picking out three cars.
Okay. Did she jump over a volcano?
Yep. But anyway, y'all, now is my favorite part of the show, honey. It's time for...
What the Fashion?
And first up, honey, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. He arrived at the Superdome in style before the game. Now, he was giving 70s vibes in a rust-color Amiri suit, honey, and sunglasses, honey. So what do y'all think of that look?
Oh, Amiri. Player's ball.
Yeah, it's giving Dirk Diggler.
Oh, okay.
It's giving,
all right.
You know what I mean? Like, my question is, when you lose, do you have to wear that suit out of the stadium
and
again?
He has
you know what I mean? Do you have to do that same walk out the stadium? Yeah, yeah, like, did you bring some other clothes? Because that's not a powerful, yeah. I lost. Suit.
No,
you know what I mean?
You're putting it all back. You're putting your chain and your brooch back in.
The glasses real slow. Mm. And from the winning team, let's move it on. The Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts rocked a purple suit. And you might not be able to read it, but his motto, breed of one, is written on the collar. So are y'all feeling this purple rain?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool, but I felt like, you know, my man Travis Kelce made a bolder choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now, when you see it with the jacket on.
With the jacket.
Yeah, with the jacket.
The jacket hits different.
The jacket there we go. Is way different. And then knowing that the motto is on there, you're focused, you're ready to go in. And especially because you just won, and I'm looking at this suit the next day, it looks perfect.
I also think you could probably wear the purple suit again. I think Travis has got to retire that thing. I don't think he breaks that one back.
It's a bad luck suit now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's one of those, like, you can redeem it. You need to burn that suit.
Yeah.
No.
No,
as much as that suit costs, you just wear it the next year. Y'all gonna be forgot about it, so.
Mm. Nah, I don't know about that, Gary. Like, you ever break up with somebody and then you wear them same clothes again? I don't. I remember it.
Okay. Or maybe wear the top and something else, or the bottoms with something else. You gotta break the outfit apart.
Break it up.
But I mean, that's good. We would've called him Barney yesterday, but now
he looks. We would've yesterday, but not today.
Not today.
Not today. It's perfect today. Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, up next, honey, Cardi B might, honey, have a new man and Offset's in his feelings. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. It looks like Chrissy Teigen is not here for the hateration infringing on her family bath time. So Chrissy recently shared a few photos on IG with her four kids with the caption, "Bah," and apparently in the first photo in the bathtub with her kids pissed people off. They started saying it was creepy, and somebody on social media even said she's always in dirty bath water. Well, Chrissy wasn't too happy with the comments. She replied, "It's coconut milk bath for sensitive skin, but go off." But yeah, I mean, do you think, is all of that coconut milk, or is that just something you add to water? Also, it's not that weird for a mom to be in a bath with her kids, I don't think.
It's not that weird for a mom to be in a bath with her kids. What's weird to me is that I would want to show everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Everybody she showed
has
the
that picture. Yeah.
We didn't ask her for that. She put it out there.
Exactly. And I remember back in the day when we had the photo albums and family members would come over or different people would come to the house, and then you pulling out the photo album, showing them the one where I'm running naked with my butt out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's super embarrassing. And now some kids these days are getting that, like, times however many followers you have.
And even if you like Chrissy Teigen, you can't really like that picture because then you're on the Chris Hansen list.
That's right. It calls the question. What can I comment? Yeah. Looks great. You know, whatever.
Yay, kids.
Yay. Right. Anyway, well, moving on. Looks like we have...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Another
smash.
So word is Cardi B could be smashing NFL star Stephon Diggs. The pair was recently spotted out together at a New Orleans club, sparking rumors that the relationship could be heating up. Now, although the two have not confirmed any romantic involvement, her ex Offset has alluded that it could be something. He took the ex and posted a few tweets that said, "My new chick badder. I had you last week, by the way." And fans believe he's taking jabs at Sister Cardi.
Who else could he be taking jabs at?
I mean,
exactly.
At least that's a lyric to a song we ain't heard yet. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like something off a new mixtape or a new single or something.
Yeah, but he's a typical damn man. Mm-hmm. He was cheating. He had all kind of other women. And now Cardi B got her man to play with. Allegedly. Mm. So now you're getting pissed off. You're like a man.
It's smelling like bitter baby daddy.
You know, hurt people because he was also alluding to the fact that Cardi was having sex with this guy while she was still pregnant.
Yeah,
you
don't want nobody. Oh, that was the guy?
Yeah, you don't want nobody lathering your unborn baby. Yeah,
not lathering.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm with you though. You know, I feel you.
Well, it looks like NBA star LiAngelo Ball.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I swerve on that corner. Whoa, whoa. To another woman. So, Love & Hip Hop alum Miss Nikki Baby, who shares a 1-year-old son and recently welcomed a daughter less than 2 months ago with Ball, took to social media to blast Ball up for cheating. Oh. Now, in a super long, lengthy IG post, she claimed that she was blindsided by the cheating and said that after 3.5 years of dating, LiAngelo decided to walk out of her and her kid's life, and he allegedly told her his new woman, Rashida Nicole, is pregnant and that they're starting a new life together. Mm. Well, after the Miss Nikki Baby's post, LiAngelo's alleged mistress weighed in a video post. She suggested the whole situation is just a case of a man choosing to move on. Check it out.
Everybody coming for me and trying to slut shame me and woman shame me, and I'm so sick of that narrative. Like, y'all so quick to blame the woman. I wasn't even going to address this, but I'm tired of people playing victim on the internet. One, people move on, things change. Yes. It may not be updated or addressed to the internet because it's not for y'all. People have private lives.
Oh my God, take me out of the text, Lord Jesus. This all sounds like it needs to be for the counselor. You know what I mean?
If she thinks she won, she didn't win neither, damn it.
Because
evidently he's community property, honey. And poor Nikki, honey, she said had all them damn babies, honey, think she was gonna keep him at home. Huh? Child, please.
Baby is huge.
Yeah, that's a big kid.
That's a big boy.
Yeah. Big kid on the
Come
way
on
there.
Now, three ball in his
We had two kids in 3 years, and you weren't even married. Like that guy, that kind of.
He has better at home stats than he did in the NBA.
Ooh. Well,
human rebound.
Well, honey, up next, honey, we chat with our girl Kendra G about dating and much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Love is in the air, so who better to have on than our next guest?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is an ad by BetterHelp.
Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
She's entertained millions with a live dating show, and she now has her very own dating app. Please welcome Miss Kendra G to the show.
Just call me Cupid with a K, okay? Cupid with a K.
Okay, Cupid with a K. Kendra, you've got a lot going on, but first things first, you're providing high-quality comedy while making love connections with your live dating show.
Yes, yes, yes.
What inspired Kendra G Singles Live?
You know what? We were in the pandemic. I was in a relationship. We broke up during the pandemic, and I was, like, single. And D-Nice was connecting people on Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me do that with single people. And literally 5 years later, this show has grown bigger than I ever imagined, from Instagram to Facebook to YouTube to our very own dating app.
Nice.
And how I'm gonna find you your wife, because I heard you single. I got you. Oh. I got you. And I heard you like black girls. It's gonna be easy.
Girl, don't be. Oh.
It's gonna be easy.
Now, Kenny, now you have real life success stories. So can you tell us about those couples, girl?
Yes. Okay, so Amisha is one of my favorite. Well, I'm gonna start with Dave first, because Dave came on my show. He actually got a lot of flack. He was very particular of what he wanted in his wife. And he actually got it. And then Amisha was a TV reporter. She came on in November of 2022, was engaged by November 2023. Wow. And I went to her wedding in Jamaica. She got married to a surgeon.
Oh. Come on.
Yes. 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 And then, like, there's been 9 marriages thus far.
Was she of African descent? She was black?
She is a black girl.
And married a surgeon?
And she marries. Black girls can marry surgeons, Gary.
Oh, well, I didn't know they still.
Black women are surgeons.
We grew up in a different time. Surgeons.
Listen, there's a misconception. Black men do marry black women.
Oh, they did?
They do.
Oh, they do?
And they enjoy marrying black women. I'm a, you know.
But
what?
You know, the honesty, I mean, this may be off the record, but I almost cried last night watching the Super Bowl.
Okay, why?
Because I had never seen a black woman go on the field and kiss a black man.
Oh,
I had never seen that.
You don't watch a lot of football.
So, Kendra, have you ever hooked up with any celebrities? Have you ever hooked up?
I personally hooked up with a celebrity?
Yeah, have you ever just hooked up any celebrity? Like,
oh, hooked up a celebrity?
Yeah.
You got to be clear with Gary's question, child, because I got to make sure I answer it right. No, I have not. Celebrities are difficult because celebrities at times, they want unrealistic things. They want money, height, and faithfulness. Like, you're going to be the only girl he's going to be with. And it doesn't always work that way. So it's hard to set up celebrities.
Oh, Tana, that's going to be hard.
I got one of those.
Which one do you have?
Faithfulness, that's it.
Oh, no, you're attractive. Funny. No, you're attractive.
You got some money in your pocket, you Tana, now.
No,
come on, now,
Tana. I'm going to disagree with you. You'll be a hot commodity. I kid you not, you come on my show, 10,000 women will be in your DM.
Really?
When's the show?
Right after this one.
She gets really, really good results.
All right, Kendra, the Super Bowl was this past weekend, and you were there.
Yay.
Who were you rooting for? How did it go for you?
Okay, so I got to explain this. So I lived in Philly. I did radio in Philly. So Philly was very mad that I was going for the Chiefs. But I'm going to tell the reason why. My lawyer represents that guy. So, you know, I got to go for the home team, the family team. And I wouldn't even be at the Super Bowl if it wasn't for that relationship. So shout-outs to my lawyer, Chris Cabot. Shout-outs to Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't his night last night, but he's still a stellar football player. Jalen Hurts, listen, I'm so excited for Philly. I'm so excited for that city. So, listen, there, to me, it was really no losers, you know?
Oh, girl.
She has a great attitude about this.
You see? Honey.
Well, up next, we have more with Kendra G, plus what Gary's dating app profile will look like.
Ooh.
Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Ooh. So stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, Kendra G is still back in the building dishing with us, and she got a brand new dating app, Kendra G Singles Live, the dating app. And the app is available now for both iPhone and Android, so there's no excuse to be single anymore if you don't want to be, which is why we're going to have our dating expert, Kendra, help our very own Gary with the T, who has been alone in these streets, just a lowercase T out there in the field by himself.
So, Gary, what are your favorite things about yourself?
Well, I'm nice and I'm kind and I'm
You're a great dresser.
I love to love.
You love to love.
I love love.
That was very generic. We could find that anywhere. Everybody says that's a very Hallmark card. Are you going to pay bills?
Hell no.
Oh, you're not paying bills.
No, I'm paying my bills. Oh,
could he be bisexual, gay, or transgender?
He could be bisexual or somewhat gay. So- And he needs a car. He got to have a car.
I agree with you.
And he needs to have enough money to buy his own beer and cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Beer and cigarettes. I think these are low requirements.
These are 80s requirements.
Okay, Gary, this should be easy. I can have you married by Friday.
This has been really informative. Yeah. We've learned a lot here. Kendra, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for stopping by. And wait, and tell everyone where we can watch you and how to get the app.
Kendra G Singles is the name of the dating app. Follow me on social media, Kendra G Media.
Hey. Well, ooh, folks, honey, that's all we have for today, honey. So don't forget to download Kendra G Singles Live, the dating app, honey, and swipe right, honey, on Wee. And don't forget, honey, to tune in next time for more Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.